It is Friday, October 11th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
The Eureka Springs Original Ozark Folk Festival presents a live recording of Michael Jonathan's Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, Saturday, October 26th in the City Auditorium. Guests include Michael Martin Murphy and Leroy Troy and the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. This recording will be aired on public radio and television, as well as the Armed Forces Radio Network. Tickets are available at theaud.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com gets us up to date on a wild news week. From the new home sales numbers to a gubernatorial candidate's comments yesterday about Arkansas's private option.
First, some state agencies and programs are facing suspension as a result of the federal government shutdown. Governor Mike Beebe notified them that any programs and employees that depend upon federal funds and cannot draw from these pools will shut down today. His spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says they had some carryover money to sustain the first 2 weeks, but that time is expiring.
That money is now running out. And as the shutdown persists and as it continues and as we continue to see inaction in Washington, that's about to get a whole lot worse, both for employees in Arkansas and for the state economy overall.
Programs and employees must obtain certification from the chief fiscal officer of the state if they want to continue after today. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration will review federal correspondence for exceptions regarding the protection of public health, safety, and welfare. Matt DeCampbell says because of the funding lapse, some agencies will suffer more than others.
The National Guard gets more than 97% of their funding from the federal government, and they're facing some very tough choices. As an example, the Fort Smith Airport, the fire suppression team there, the firefighters who react to emergencies on the runways and things like that, are National Guardsmen and women. If they have to be furloughed, then there's no fire suppression at the Fort Smith Airport, and under FAA rules, that would stop operations at the Fort Smith Airport.
However, according to a post by Governor Beebe's staff this morning, fire suppression crews at the Fort Smith Airport will remain on duty. Yesterday, the 188th Fighter Wing announced some Guard employees would be paid next week. Employees who were furloughed last week will reportedly be paid next Thursday for work performed through the end of September, while accepted employees who weren't furloughed last week will also be paid Thursday for work performed through October 5th. Active Guard and Reserve employees will receive pay on Tuesday.
Winter wheat planting will start later than usual in some parts of Arkansas. Jason Kelly is an Extension Wheat and Feed Grain Specialist for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. He says planting too early can leave growing wheat vulnerable to freeze damage or put it at risk for hungry fall armyworms, as well as other insects and diseases.
We've started planting wheat a little bit. I would say in general we're behind compared to especially last year and probably previous years. And one of the slowdowns has been the summer crops, soybeans, rice, corn. They're maturing later this year than what they did last year. Most of our wheat is planted behind another crop, and when those harvests get delayed, that just delays wheat planting.
Kelly says October is the crucial month for wheat planting in the state. Planting wheat earlier or later can still produce good yields, but the crop could be at a greater risk for problems.
Cyclists in Fayetteville are expected to have an easier way to get to the Midtown area when a bike route opens along North Street and through part of the Veterans Administration Hospital property. Matt Mihalovich is Fayetteville City Trails Coordinator.
Ultimately, it'll be painted signs and symbols on the pavement directing people how to get through to the signal at Evelyn Hills there in front of Cross College and then leading back toward Woolsey, toward Wilson Park and Skull Creek Trail. So we see it as an important connection through there. Currently, there's a gate closing off part of it, so we would open that gate up and install a red bollard that we use to keep cars out but allow bikes and pedestrians to come through.
Mihalovich says the Midtown route will connect the city's trails system to several destinations in the Midtown area.
We've had a lot of citizen requests for a better connectivity to Evelyn Hills Shopping Center with Ozark Natural Foods there and many other destinations, as well as connection to the UAMS and the VA campuses. So this is something that we've been working on. Alderman Petty has been very involved working on this. We've been working on it for probably a year, and we're getting close to getting all the loose ends tied up on the agreements and different things.
He says, though there are still a lot of formalities to go through in regards to getting required agreements from UAMS and the federally run VA, he hopes to have the route completed sometime next year.
Faculty in the University of Arkansas Social Sciences departments have been ranked among the top when it comes to sharing their research and expertise with news media. The Faculty Media Impact Project at Hawaii Pacific University has ranked the social sciences faculty fifth out of 94 research universities in the country. The ranking was developed by looking at Google's News Archive from 2006 to 2011, and the number of times faculty members were cited in news sources was recorded and then divided by the percentage of National Science Foundation funding the institution had received. The U of A ranked above all other SEC schools and was only ranked behind Rice and Southern Methodist Universities, the University of Texas in San Antonio, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
The ACLU of Arkansas and Arkansas Public Law Center are challenging a new state law they say presents undue obstacles in the state's initiative and referendum process. A lawsuit claims Act 1413, which passed with 110 of 135 state legislators supporting it, complicates the referendum process by requiring petition signers to provide additional information not required by the Arkansas Constitution, by shortening the period for collecting more signatures if the Arkansas Secretary of State finds an insufficient amount, and by discounting an entire petition page if it includes signatures from multiple counties. The law was one of three election reform measures introduced in part by Attorney General Dustin McDaniel. Among other things, the bill makes it a Class A misdemeanor to knowingly sign another person's name to a petition, and paid canvassers must register with the Secretary of State's office, while unpaid canvassers aren't required to register in a similar fashion.
Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 60% chance of showers and highs from 75 to 81. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 54 in northwest Arkansas and a 40% chance of showers and a low of 62 in the Arkansas River Valley.